This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring. You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show here on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, get involved, get engaged, do something more. And I say it all the time. Do something more than nothing, which means I do want you involved, but I want you involved with the right information, doing the right thing, because this is, like, you know, getting totally crazy. In the next hour, we're going to deal with some of the craziness that's going on. We've got some videos I want to pop up, I want to listen to with you. You know, I know lately it seems like most of what I've been harping on is California, because I think most of the news that's happening, remember, we've been talking about this for years. When it happens here in California, it works. It's like a virus that works its way through. And you're going to have it there on the East Coast, the middle of the country, wherever. California's not unique, you know, with its fruits and nuts. Let me tell you what. Seriously. So when you hear about some of the stuff that we're passing, you know, like, what is it, universal, you know, they cracked the tip of the iceberg with universal pay for people. But my God, where are they going to stop with that? Come on, for real, where are they going to stop with that? And I'd like to see, you know, what's the next iteration of it? Who else are they going to give it to? At some point in time, they're going to have, you know, people just let out of jail. Because that's one of the biggest problems they have with people who are just find freedom from jail. You know, they've served their time. But then what ends up happening is they can't find a job. They can't, you know, they can't support themselves. The state's done a terrible job at that. So the only way to fix that, well, let's not see, I wouldn't give them money to live on. That's not what I would do. What I would do is put them in, force them into training programs. Yeah, you heard me. You're going to force me to do vaccines? You're going to force me to wear a mask? You're going to force me? Yeah. Why is it we can't force them to work? We can't force them to school to be retrained, but you could force me to put chemicals in my arm. I'm trying to understand that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot, I mean, a lot happening up there, a lot to get involved with. But in all seriousness, let's retrain them. I don't mean the New World Order. It's not what I'm talking about here. But there are some things that have gone by the wayside, right, people? I mean, who really needs an 8-track, you know, repairman anymore? I don't think we use those anymore. You know what I'm saying? So, no, I'm not in this universal pay or universal type of pay. Gavin Newsom now sticking his neck out there again. I sometimes believe that he knows he's done and he's going to burn the place down on the way out. Sometimes. That's exactly what I believe. And now they signed a bill that bans police from posting mugshots of people. Well, people accused of non-violent crimes. I think that's a problem. And I think part of it is what I said earlier, which is he doesn't want to show the pictures of those people that are looting. You know, the stores up there in San Francisco. San Francisco's in a boatload of trouble. We're going to play that clip later. The people of San Francisco, people living there, working there, who have stores, they're done. They're like, no, stop. No more. We can't get away from it. You know, the first hint, people of San Francisco, is when you had to have poop maps so you wouldn't step on the crap of the sidewalks and the streets. When you couldn't remove vagrants from your walkways in front of your stores. Where you're selling $200 and $300 handbags, but you have to let somebody camp out in your walkway. I mean, again, I'm not trying to be mean, but in some cases, I have no sympathy for you guys that are so sold-out Democrats. Look what you did to a beautiful city. Yes, you. I say you, because you Democrats voted in that the San Francisco you know, Board of Supervisors, right, the San Francisco City Council. You vote them in. This is what they do to you. So what do? You vote them in again. And then you complain about it. No. You don't get to do that. This is the lifestyle you chose. So don't throw it back on us. We shouldn't have to pay the taxes, which is what we're doing now. For the federal government, we're having to pay the taxes to clean up your mess because you can't vote the right people in. That new bill that the governor signed, the sponsor of the bill said that he hoped the legislation helps to tackle the unconscious bias of what? Thieves? Crooks? Robbers? What bias? Of course I'm biased if somebody wants to take my stuff. And why should I work for it when I go steal it? Nobody's going to bother me. Really? Now, under the law, the police can still share photos of individuals they believe are dangerous, right? Mostly those who have actually committed a violent crime. But not this. This is nuts. This is just out now nuts. Dr. B's going to have to fix me. No, really, seriously. I kind of sort of am losing my mind over this one. This is crazy. Dr. B joins us after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Joe is here, your host. You know, if I could do a Casey Kasem voice, I would have a lot of fun with that, coming into that. But anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Let's just bring her in because we always have so much fun, and we run out of time, really, most of the time. And I want to bring Dr. B on with us, Dr. Bridget Melson, and she is Diagnosing America, starting with Joe Messina. And always fun to have you on with me. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Lots of
stuff that we have to deal with.
Lots of things. It's heating up in Texas, so.
Heat, well, in more ways than one. Right? You're coming into humid season too.
Coming into, yes, that was April.
Well, listen, we have a lot to cover today. One of the things I want to cover that I'm getting from the parents that are in my school district. And one of the things, look, They were going to allow the kids to have masks, not have masks. Now they're changing the rules again. Kids have to wear masks. If they won't wear masks, then what they have to do is they're going to have to distance learn again. So you're taking these kids that were looking forward to being with their friends, even the ones that may have got the vaccine. Because the vaccine was made available to, to kids, I think it was 16 as young as 16 here in California. So, these kids have got to be having some serious issues with, I'm going to see my friends, I'm not going to see my friends. If I go there, I still can't touch them, I still have to wear a mask. This has got to be screwing with their heads.
Yes, it is. We've been watching from afar what's going on in California, and it is making us literally sick to our stomachs, especially those of us in the mental health field. And we know what's coming again. Not only do I want to talk about in a little bit, the suicide rates are now out during COVID, what's been going on in the last year and a half, 18 months or so. But now we are going to remask kids after they have had their freedom and tasted it, and they are starting to get emotionally back to where they were before COVID, meaning when you don't see faces and you don't emote and you aren't face-to-face with people, there's a delay in what goes on emotionally in development. And so kids are now just healing enough to get back to see their friends, and now we're going to mask them up and emotionally delay them even further. And it's not just me saying it, never mind that I have a doctorate and a master's and a bachelor's degree, and I've worked in this field for over 25 years, but we now have statistics saying what is going to play out after we do this again. So California, you and I do talk all the time about the mental health wave coming. It already is there, and now you're just doubling up on it because you're not even giving these poor kids and these teens a chance to get above water long enough to take a breath and to develop properly. So not only did we, there's a research study I just read, and it talks about how 25% of people that were asked the question, have you felt suicidal? And this is during COVID. 25% said yes out of every 100. And that is right? Yes. So 25%, huge number, high number. And they were very random on their asking on who they asked and who they polled. So the one that bothers me more is 6 months into requiring masks for children and teenagers. The suicide rate among just them, and this is 12 to 18-year-olds, went up 26.7% in just that 6 months. That's huge. In the next 6 months, so that would be a full year, it went up 51%. Children who were in the ER because of suicide attempts, not just feeling suicidal. These were attempts. And so things like that, that was just the first 6 months and the second 6 months. And now that you've given them a reprieve, and now you want to mask them up again coming up in about 3 or 4 weeks, talk about how discouraged these kids are going to be. It is absolutely heartbreaking. And we talk about, I heard you say, Gavin is just trying to burn everything, before he gets out. But this is a new level of sociopathology to me. This is behavior that is so desensitized and so out of the emotional realm of a human being. It's not even funny, because he literally is going to have blood on his hands in the form of suicidal teenagers, in the form of deaths by suicide from 12 to 18-year-olds. Because everything I'm hearing from children, from teens, from parents, in Texas, people are finally getting back. But the emotions that they're dealing with, we are inundated with teenagers and parents needing help because they need to get back to where they are. And there is just a delay. I'm seeing about a year developmental emotional delay in the children, in the kids, teens I talk to. It's a real thing. So now you're going to mask them up again, which we aren't in Texas so far. It's all about personal choice here. It's about personal responsibility. And so Gavin Newsom, and people are still going to vote for this man, he's basically saying that you are not responsible enough to choose whether to wear a mask, whether to take care of you, whether to get the vaccine. He is calling you all idiots, saying that he knows better. And still people are fighting to keep him in office. Completely blows my mind. We're all looking at this here in Texas. Just wondering. It's so weird having been a native, you know, Californian 46 years and then being here now in Texas and just seeing what people really, how they really view California.
Yeah, I've had people say to me, you know, why did you ever move out there? And you go, you know, it really wasn't always like this. It really wasn't always this whacked.
California used to be the leader. We were the people, or you guys, now that I'm a Texan, but that's what Texas is trying to be now. And, you know, all these people that say, don't California my Texas, I get it. We don't want that. But we're all here to stop this. We're here to be the leader because we know, you and I know how powerful California was and how free it was. And we were the leaders in California. And that is gone. And I just read an article today about that, just about the psychology. How long do you stay? How long do you fight, you know, in Sacramento, in San Francisco, in Los Angeles? You know, these bigger towns that are becoming or are liberal or becoming. I got a good answer for that.
We got more to come after the break. Don't go far. Dr. B's going nowhere. I still want to explore more the teen suicide rate, what people need to look for and how they can help. We'll be back in a few minutes. People, don't go far.
You are cheap. No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
On the eve of the first meeting of the Select House Committee to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy introduced a resolution to have all five Republican members he nominated seated to the panel. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had rejected Jim Banks of Indiana and Jim Jordan of Ohio, causing the minority leader to pull all five of his picks. The measure was tabled along a mostly party-line vote. Following a meeting with the Prime Minister of Iraq, President Biden has announced a deal to end the U.S.'s combat mission in that country.
Our role in Iraq will be as a dealing with not... It's just to be available to continue to train, to assist, to help, and to deal with ISIS as it arrives. But we are not going to be by the end of the year in a combat mission.
And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversies.
Well, Nancy's always good for a laugh. Would you love to be a fly on the wall with her and Joey B having a conversation at the table? I don't even care what they're talking about. It would have to be a Saturday Night Live skit from the 70s. That's how funny I think it would be. Anyhow, Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show here on the Genesis Communication Network. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us. A lot of serious stuff going on. Your kids are going back to school, some within the next week or two. Some don't go back till after, I guess it's the first week of September or what have you. But, you know, they're facing challenges like we never faced when we were kids. And I, you know, I look at what's going on and I realize that we have not raised an army of strong young people. At least that's my perception from what I see in the young kids I talk with. And now they're up against this situation where they're constantly being barraged with mask, injection, no injection, stay 6 to 10 feet away from your friends. No, you don't have to stay. I mean, this stuff has changed like trying to grab a grease pig, as they would say, out of Texas. But let's bring her on. Dr. B joins me as she does every week, talking about the how to help your children make, and well, actually, how to help you and your children make it through this mess. Right, Dr. B?
Yes. Anything I can do, I'm here for you.
I, you know, short of burning down all the vaccine centers, there's not much you can do. I mean,
this is getting
out of hand and crazy. In California, the governor has now mandated vaccines for state workers.
Yeah,
or testing, what is it, once a week? Who wants that thing shoved up their nose once a week? You know what I mean?
Yeah, all healthcare workers, right? Yeah, no, nobody.
No.
No, it's just, again, personal responsibility, people. We've done it before. Again, this, you know, you've got these Delta variant and the Lambda variant we've got here now in Houston. And, yes, our hospital beds are filling up, but we've got it down because we've got not a medical doctor. We've got a couple great beds that our governor has allowed to come in, and 48 hours, people are up and out. Not an issue. The survival rate is better than ever right now for us because we're allowing the meds. That's another thing, you know, hearing these different states that just aren't allowing medications to be distributed. I don't understand that. If you have the cure, you have something that's going to help, especially immunocompromised individuals, why would you hold that back? I really do not understand this mentality of these psychopathic liberals.
Well, I'll never understand their mentality. I think everything they do is for them to retain power because they really believe that what they say is truth. What they say is reality. And it doesn't matter what they're told or what's right. around them. It really right. doesn't.
It's truly the definition of spiritual blindness. It's a thing. It's prophesied. Romans 1, y'all can go read it. We don't have to go on a whole prophecy trip. We just go to the Word of God, and we're seeing it. And there's just no other explanation. It's either that or literally they are psychopaths. So it's got to be one of those two things. And, you know, coming back to abusive and what they're doing to manipulate the system by using their power is mandating these masks for children again. So I told you, and just so you know, all of these statistics I give you, I don't just go to like the National Enquirer of Psychiatry. These are off the CDC's website. So you may go and read it anytime. If you're going to be listening to the CDC and doing what they say with vaccinations and masks, then you need to go to the CDC and listen to what they have to say about suicidal ideation and suicidal behavior in teenagers. So you can't just pick one to believe over the other. So, again, increase in suicides, and this is emergency room attempts and completion of suicides. And this is girls aged 12 to 17. I said 18, but it's actually 17. During the summer of 2020, 26%. That's actually after school had ended, no graduations, everything shut down, masks, of course, couldn't see their friends, couldn't do anything. 26% rise. That's huge. That's huge. So keep on going to the winter. And the CDC and the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention has found that the winter of 2021, the winter we just had, the increase was 50%, 50% increase in suicidal attempts among girls 12 to 17. That is an ugly, ugly number. Suicide, you know, the numbers vacillate between being the second and the third cause of death amongst teenagers.
Wow.
This puts it at the first, and that's for this time period, and that's above cancer, which in heart disease and other, you know, accidents. Talk about a pandemic. This is horrible, absolutely horrible. And it goes even higher if you go up to 25 years old. Now, among boys, it's the same. It's the same normal rate, which is still not good. But this is where it's different. Girls have been always higher in attempts. You know, it's more about attention, which I don't care. If you're going to tell me you want that kind of attention, you're going to get it in the call, you know, in the form of a 911 call. But this is now succeeding. This is succeeding. A success rate of suicide of 50%. So everybody listening to this should be alarmed. I say honestly, this is not a time to be compliant. This is a time to do what's best for your kids. And parents, groups of parents, we had to do it here in Texas, and we finally changed minds. You've got to show up to these school board meetings and show up to school without masks. You've got to do it. If they want to test, fine. I know a lot of parents are over that. But kids are not dying of COVID. They're dying of suicide. And I don't understand why this is falling on deaf ears, like Gavin Newsom and board members. I can't imagine. I don't know what you would do, Joe, if, you know, 400 parents showed up, no masks, demanding the mandate to be gone from your schools. But parents need to do this. You need to rise. Do you want them to be suicidal and commit suicide, or do you want them to stand up for something? The risk is so minimal for the even getting COVID and having symptoms, let alone dying from it. It's not going to happen. It just doesn't happen. And these new variants, scare tactics, nothing's new about this. They're different. Most of them are weaker. I'm not a medical doctor, but I'm right. telling you, our numbers in Texas, yes, we're seeing a rise because everyone's getting tested again. I'm on council, and so I volunteer at the testing centers. I do not volunteer at the vaccine centers, but I'm getting emails saying we're gonna start, you know, giving the vaccine, having the vaccine tents again, which I won't participate in. But that's because the testing numbers are up. People are freaking out because they're listening to the MSM.
That's a good point. They're testing more people. The kids are getting ready to go back to school. They're lifting bans. So they're testing more people. So, of course, it's up. But you know, I say to people, how many of those people who are asymptomatic, how many of those people are getting to the hospital? And the other thing somebody brought up the other day, and it might sound a little lame, but it's so true, which is, what is it, a 98.9% survival rate with COVID if you get it? That's like saying, you know, you get tested at the doctor and he sniffs or thinks that you may have some cancer cells roaming around your body, so you're going to put you in full-blown chemo just in case, right? Doesn't make any sense.
It's
and that's
not,
what they're asking you to do, isn't it?
It is. And the kids, you know, the ones that are testing positive, it's a 99.1% survival rate. It's just, I've never seen such low numbers, even if it was in the 80%. I've never seen people lose their minds because the MSM is telling you to. I even have friends that blow my mind that are just standing at, oh, let's get the third shot. Let's get the fourth shot. You know, it's like, wow.
Are you
and they've
using,
had it. Most of my...
Are they using their brain cells or
had
what?
I mean, COVID. Seriously. I think that's... That's the thing I think that... I don't know. Maybe you can help me. Maybe there's a caller that can help me with this. This is an honest question. If you've already had COVID and now you've got amazing antibodies, because that's what happens, why are we getting vaccinated? I don't understand. Because the chances are, if you get a different variant, you're gonna kick butt. God has given us an incredible weapon in our immune systems. Yep. So I just don't understand. I know people that have gotten COVID. I have one friend that got it twice because she must have got a different variant. Was no big deal. Took a couple days off work. Had the HCQ. And then went and got two ready for her third shot. And I'm just like, I feel like that's going to kill you more than anything. I don't understand that mentality. I don't get the majority. My mom and I had a conversation. And she's like, well, get ready, because I know you're coming to California. And I'm like, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not going to do it. But the funny thing is these people are not wearing these N95 masks. The only one that works.
No, and well, we'll talk about that when we decide to break. Joe Bacino, your host. Don't go far. Dr. B will still be with us when we come back.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business. But our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Now with orders. orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
I'm enjoying the music. Leave me alone. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Let me just bring her in. Dr. B joins me. She does every week. Always love her input on these issues. And you guys, again, our kids, your nieces, nephews, grandsons, granddaughters are all going through something like right now. And I don't, you know, I was just talking with her during the break and saying, I don't get it. I don't, and she enlightened me. See, you got to talk with her. That's how you get enlightened. We were talking about in the 70s, and some of you are a little older than that, but I remember having air raid drills. And they weren't air raids like the bombers were going to come by and drop a bomb. They were like nuclear attack. And somehow getting under your desk was going to save you from the radiation, or moving away from the window was going to keep the glass from hitting you. But I don't remember the kids around me and the people around me being petrified, fear-stricken at this kind of thing. And yet, she brought up a great point. What was that point? What do they have in their hands all the time?
Screens. We didn't have screens in front of our hands 24/7. Think about what, you know, these internment camps and all this did to our soldiers, right? It was constant propaganda junk in front of your face to get them to believe, to get them to turn. This is what Al-Qaeda does. And now we're doing it to our kids. That is the same mentality. So if you want to Al-Qaeda-ize your children, then keep those screens in front of them. If you do not, then you need to, in the least, have the 9 to 9 rule, 9 p.m. to 9 a.m., those phones, all devices, gaming, everything is charging in your room. Because that's the same thing they're doing, is what these what our enemies do to our soldiers when they are captured. And they just put it in front of them and put it in front of them and put it in front of them for years, months, weeks. And this is what we have. It happened. We're seeing it in our younger politicians because that's all they had and that's all they know how to do is indoctrinate, indoctrinate, indoctrinate. In most public schools, they're getting it anyway from 6 to 8 hours a day. Then they come home and they're getting indoctrinated again by the mainstream media. Media, that's a good word. They're mean, media. So this is why, you know, and I speak on this all the time just to, you know, to branch out here on social media and the effects of the brain. And we're seeing less gray matter. And we need gray matter and we need white matter. One of them includes having all of the connections, being able to make it from one part of the brain to the other. And the other gray matter is where we get our intelligence and our ability to grow and think and develop. And we are seeing in certain areas of the brain that kids now, Generation iGen, we're seeing that their brains are actually smaller and there's less gray and white matter in certain areas. So it's those are studies that are out. You can go Google that anytime you want. That's been around for years, as long, you know, since the conception of these devices. But it's a real thing. And with that is why in the prefrontal lobe, that's the front part right here, is our ability to reason, our ability to think and emote and make, you know, have reactions. It's what differentiates us from wild animals who don't step back and think first. They just react. But now that that is shrinking and that is getting, rewired and overstimulated because of all the social media, that's why we're seeing kids act out. That's why they're being disrespectful. I just found this interesting. This is the latest. I said every 3 months, I like to look at what the top 10 issues are with our teenagers. And gosh darn, if I'm not right, it has changed from things like, you know, bullying used to be a thing, stressing out about family issues used to be a thing, you know, things like that. But now we've got our number one, acceptance is the number one, because children are feeling psychologically maladjusted because their perception of the world has changed thanks to social media, which leads us to number two, which is stress. We're not giving them healthy boundaries with their devices. We are not creating a safe atmosphere at home. Turn off the dang TV. Get the phones away from your face. We are not letting them talk about their feelings openly. We're not even seeking them out. So this is why they're stressed out, which is leading to the number three thing that's going on with our children is an increase in depression and anxiety. Think about everything that's coming at them. And then you throw COVID in it. You know, it's not just COVID. Kids aren't just concerned about COVID. They have other issues. They've got friend issues. They've got school issues. They've got family issues. They've got divorced parent issues. They've got relationship issues. And then you throw COVID and wearing a mask and not being able to tell what's going on behind their friend's face and their expressions. It's not just COVID. I hope that makes sense. So that leads us to number four. Because of all this stress, a huge uptick in self-harm, which isn't about suicide. Self-harm is about coping. They're not coping. In 2021, self-harm has gone up in the last 5 years from not even being a blip on the screen to number four. And parents need to understand that they've got to keep eyes on this issue because self-harm goes unnoticed. It's the cutting and the things you need to look at. It's the pinching. It's the self-harm. It's you've got to look at their arms. You've got to look at the thighs. You've got to look at the stomach. That's where they do it. They hide it. And it's about coping. They want to feel alive. They want to feel life. They want to feel. They have numbed out. They have become desensitized. And they know it's not the right thing to do. And if they can't turn to drugs or alcohol because it's not available or it's not around because they're not in school, they're not with their friends, which is great that they're not getting that, but they are turning to self-harm. The fact that self-harm is number four, Joe, really frightens me because that shows that this coping, this inability to cope is out the door. And you and I talk about this all the time, you know, when to say suck it up. And we haven't come alongside our kids in a long time thanks to these devices. And so we can't say suck it up when self-harm is an issue. But it's just evolved. Everything is just snowballing and playing off of each other.
Okay.
And what is...
But yeah, I'm going to interrupt you. What... Because you and I have kind of talked about this before. I mean, what gets them to that? And again, I'm not educated like you are. I am just mind blown that we've grown a group of weak kids. And I know that sounds terrible, but it's almost like they can't cope with anything around them. Everything is a major issue, a hurdle between the ears. I mean, am I way off on this or what?
It's an interesting dichotomy, you know, weak. It's all, they are actually more empowered than ever. Look how disrespectful kids are these days, because of everything that they see on social media. Their shows, the memes, their friends, YouTubers, you know, all these influencers are extremely disrespectful. So they feel empowered, and they try that on for a while. They burn bridges. Parents are weak. They give up. And they're not spending one-on-one time with them. And all of a sudden, the kids are on the other side of it going, oh, my gosh, I need a mom and a dad. I need skills, right? Well, sorry, you're graduating from high school. You're going on to college into more junk, right? more political junk and lack of morality. And that is what happens. It's just snowballing, and this is becoming society. So I don't know if that makes sense or not, but
it does. And a lot of things that, you know, there's also no respect for parents. I mean, and I don't want to paint with that broad of a brush, but as much as we pushed back against our parents in the 70s, there was a line of understanding that they did have a clue, and there was a little bit of, you know, there was respect there, and there was always I was talking about this with somebody else last week. There's a family reset every week, right? We went to grandma's house. We went to somebody's house, and you had accountability.
Yes, there was a generational accountability as well, right? There are things that maybe I would say to my mom, maybe, but probably not, but I would not say them to my grandmother, and I would not say them ever to my great-grandmother. And it was a respect thing. It was a healthy fear. And the last thing I really want to point out, because I know we're getting down to the wire here time-wise, but the fact that number six on this list of 10, and I won't go through all of them, this is the last one, is that this word is even making it on a top 10 list of things that our teens are doing and our parents are dealing with probably scares me most. And that is desensitization. Number six of everything right below bullying and self-harm is the fact that our children, our teens are desensitized. That's the problem, because we don't have these familial get-togethers. We don't demand respect. We are not letting them feel and help one another. We're not making them get out and volunteer and mow the lawn of Mike Jones next door because his wife is sick. We are not engaging our children. And now you have it. Congratulations, parents. You've got desensitization, which basically means that sex, drugs, violence, all of that is a part of our children's culture, they don't care about it. It is a dangerous, dangerous road to walk, and we are there. It just means that violence, all of those things, common sense, they don't care about any of it. They just do what feels right and what feels good, and look around. We've got all
okay,
these
where do they get you? Where do they find you?
DrBRadio.com.
Okay. DrBRadio.com. You check her out, because I got to tell you what, a lot of good advice there. Joe Bacita, your host. You got me for a full hour coming up. Be careful. You might get more than you bargained for. We'll be back in a few minutes.